Did you know that humans are getting shorter? What does bacon and eggs have to do with the CIA successfully overthrowing the government of Guatemala? Which country has a life expectancy of only 14 years old? Learn the stories behind these and so much more in my new book, Facts That Aren't True. Don't forget about my other book, Rational Answers to Stupid Questions. Link in the description. It's absolutely
I'm
not what I
recording
said.
This, so
I'm actually over. Good for you, we're dipshit.
Did you not say that? Did it not have anything to do
no,
with
I didn't say
perception
that.
Perception of reality?
No, so then you are taking some of the words I said and boiling down what I said to just that. You're just cherry picking a part of it.
I think that is a little bit of projection because you're cherry picking me. You couldn't really give me a good definition of
you
what
haven't even said
are.
Anything yet.
I had explained that it's subjective. I asked you if you think that theories are true or false. You said theories are true.
What did I say true meant?
To the best understanding, basically what you said generally is just to the best understanding of how we know it.
No.
Right? Oh, well then will you please correct me?
No, what I want to do, I'm not going to do that. What we're going to do is we're going to sit here and laugh at your inability to actually repeat anything that I said. I'll try to give you some little clues, but I don't want to give it away. I said there was a distinction between. I said there was a distinction between the way true can be used or proven or whatever in different senses, and I was talking about absolute, analytical, tautological truths versus empirical ones. Now, can you remember or repeat anything that I said?
You definitely made a comment about reality, and now you're backtracking on that comment.
Yes, I said the word reality, and now you're trying to boil down my entire argument or what I said as just being that true is what reality is or proven is that.
And now you can't get yourself out of that corner. Because I told you reality is subjective.
This is one of the performances of all time. So, what do you want to talk about?
Are theories true or false?
I already answered that. What do you want to talk about next?
Do you understand that you can be true within your scientific theory, but wrong in a different one? Do you understand?
What does that have to do? Explain what that means. Explain with an example what that means. He can't do this, chat. It can't do this, but it's going to be funny to watch it try. Explain what that means via an analogy, or a real world, or a real world example.
Explain what means.
Did you forget what you said? Did you forget what you said, Kid Collie?
This is goofy.
Did you forget what you said, Kid Collie?
No, I didn't. You can't repeat.
Then what did you say?
Look at this loop that you're making right now. You asked me to ask. You literally asked me if I could repeat something you said, and now he's failing to do the same thing for me. Awesome, Peter. Awesome. Let me make something clear for you, Peter. Okay, you degrading people off of your education.
Yeah, nice try, sweetheart. So you said, "Did you know that you could be true in one scientific theory but false in another scientific theory?" So could you explain via an example what you mean by that? I don't think you can. I think you're just. I think you just are nothing but empty rhetoric,
and
you will not be able to do this, but go ahead.
In the dog training world, there's two active theories that people follow. Is that not science?
Oh, it doesn't sound scientific to me. Is dog chat, is dog training scientific, or is it science?
Oh, I guess it's not. Oh, animal behavior isn't science. Wow, look at Peter over here.
Dog training versus animal behavior. Not exactly the same thing.
That is exactly the same thing. What are you talking about?
It's exactly... Okay, so dog training is animal behavior. So if we want to know why elephants do what they do, all we have to do is study dog training. Because dog training is animal behavior.
I'll backtrack off that. You're right. Good job, Peter. Good job.
Okay, let's stop being so nitpicky with each other here. So go ahead and give a scientific example.
Okay, within the dog training community, okay, there are two theories that people believe. You're either going to be, I should say three if you want to say you're somewhere in the middle, but you can be correct on one side while also being completely wrong on the other side, and you can be vice versa.
I asked for an example, and all you did is say, well, in this field, okay, you may be right or you may be wrong. Give me an example.
We can either train dogs through punishment, or we can either train them through positive reinforcement. Okay.
There's both
really
work?
Extremes.
Don't the both majority, work?
Huh?
Don't both work?
Okay, so technically, speaking towards science, technically both produce a result, sure.
Okay, then they're both true in that sort of sense. They both, the so true like factor said, is oh, so that they both wrong, work.
You can be wrong in a certain scientific theory and correct in another. Exactly what I just fucking said. Are you serious?
No, what you just fucking said is that both of these competing, these theories you laid out as competing theories are both true because they both work. So is it true that positive punishment works? Yes. Is it true that positive reinforcement works? Yes. You said both were true. So you still haven't given the example where one is true and one is false. So could you do that?
Both different methods. You have to follow different, like,
that has nothing to do with what you said, because you said one is true and one is false. I'm waiting for you to provide one that's true and one that's false.
One works better. What are you talking about?
Just because something works better doesn't mean it's the true one and the other one is false. You can say that one is and this is also not science. This is like a normative thing. Like this is almost like an engineering problem. I'm trying to do blank. We have two methods that both work, but one is a better method. Therefore, one of them is false.
You think dog training is engineering? Can I make that clear? You think dog training is engineering?
I didn't say that. Again, the selective hearing that you have is really apparent and embarrassing. So what do you want to talk about next?
I'm still kind of confused on like why you...
I'm still kind of waiting. I mean, I was waiting for you to give an example of one that's true versus false, but you couldn't do that. So that's why I'm asking what you want to talk about next.
No, I did. Actually, we talked a whole section about reality and you backtracked off that statement. Because it
didn't... Oh my God, dude, why do you talk like this? What do you want to talk about?
Interrupting me again. Look.
Yes, because you're an ass clown.
Oh, because I'm an ass clown. Wow.
Yes. Wow. When you fart, do you honk?
Did you go grab your fucking...
Do your farts come out like this?
Over at your local Cracker Barrel, bro? Are you serious? Okay, look. I'll ask one more time. Are theories true or false?
I've answered that question. Your inability to track is not my problem.
You didn't answer that question. You backtracked.
Yes, I did.
Of your first
I gave you a pretty long answer, and then you couldn't repeat any of it.
I did
so
repeat it.
You can't track it.
Literally every word, bro. You literally changed everything you said. You when you repeated what you said, you didn't even come. You didn't even talk about your reality.
I didn't repeat what I said. I asked you to repeat. Or I didn't repeat what I said.
I asked
you to repeat any of it, and you failed to. I gave you some clues, but you still weren't able to.
Look, I can talk over you too. That's not a fucking debate tactic.
You actually can't. See? You can't actually do that. So what do you want to talk about next? Or do you just want to like call me a cracker or say that I work at Cracker Barrel or whatever you were saying? What do you want to talk about?
Do you understand what classism is?
Classism?
Yeah, do you understand what classism is?
It could mean a lot of different things, like discriminating against people based on their class. Is that what you mean by classism?
No, I mean that you think you're better than stupid people, and that's classist, because your education is tied to fucking money.
I know more things than stupid people.
That sounds like...
That's kind of the nature of being stupid.
Out of your demographic. Yeah, that sounds... Accurate,
well, I'm sorry that I made fun of you and your demographic. I guess I take it back.
Questions. You got mad when you got asked a hard question to answer. And you were just...
You
like,
never asked me any hard questions.
Let me answer the question for you. Theories are not true or false. They are not. They are theories. Are you serious?
Theories are theories. Congratulations. Zip-zop is zip-zop. Schnozberries taste like schnozberries. I'm so glad we have you to impose the wisdom of the world onto us. Now, what is your point that theories are theories?
This is also like a weird tactic you do, because I see you do this with a bunch of other people where you just like, your words mean nothing. Could you give me the definition of a theory without looking at fucking ChatGPT?
A scientific theory?
Sure.
Sure. It's a collective body of knowledge that converges towards a particular explanation in the universe.
We're going to put a pin on that because I'm going to do what you do to other people. All right, let's see what the
You asked me for my own definition, and now you're going to Google it.
I'm going to actually...
And you're gonna say, because mine isn't verbatim the same, therefore blank.
The person that
blank.
Came up and debated you about the Big Bang... Okay.
Oh yeah, like, that liar, that PhD student that didn't know jack
didn't
shit.
A PhD. This is also again your tactic to degrade people. She didn't say she was a PhD. She said she was working towards it. So
I said PhD student.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I said PhD student. So once again,
people. You don't prove.
Kid Kali, I said PhD student. If you have selective hearing, or if you got so triggered by the first part of my sentence
you
that you started talking before I finished it and you didn't hear me say the word student, then that's your problem. But I said PhD student.
That's a blatant lie.
PhD student?
That is an absolute...
That's lie. Fucking cute, dude. Chat, did I say PhD student or did I say PhD?
Chat, am I cooked right now?
Leave it
he
to
said
the
student. Yes... PhD student, PhD student, 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 student. So you can believe that all these people who I don't even know are just simping for me and lying. Or you can accept
yeah, bro,
that maybe you got sand in your vagina and you started talking before I was done talking and you didn't hear me say student. Or you just have selective hearing because of the, I don't know, that the, I don't know. So... What do you want to talk about?
Scientific theory is an explanation of an aspect of the natural world that can be or that has been repeatedly tested. That's not reality, my friend. That's crazy. That's
you didn't
crazy.
Ask me for the definition
the
of reality.
The fact that you need to call other professionals up to debate for you is nuts. The fact that you need to call ChatGPT to debate for you is crazy. Okay? Stop degrading.
Did you ask me for the definition of reality, or did you ask me
for the
definition
of
a scientific
theory? And I just
okay. And then you read it, and you said that's not reality. So what did that have to do with anything other than nothing? What did that have to do with anything?
Over fucking everything, dude. That was your initial point that you made at the beginning of this. That you
that scientific theories are reality. No, I never said that.
No, that's what your explanation of true was. Don't you remember that, Planet Peterson? Huh?
I didn't say that true is reality.
This is going to be really awkward when I go watch the VOD back. This is going to be super awkward.
Yeah, for you, I guess.
Sure, for both of us, I'm pretty sure, because we're both just acting like a couple of assets.
You sound just... Yeah, kind of. You're really toxic, though. So,
yeah, so
what,
are you.
What
so
do you want
you.
To talk about? Right back no, I just match energies, sweetie. So
no,
what do you want to talk
come
about?
With a very, very, like, strong negative demeanor towards people.
Oh, my God, dude. Please divorce yourself from your emotional baggage. What do you want to talk about? I am calm and collectively simply just asking you, what do you want to talk about next? So
let's
don't be condescending or anything and just tell me.
Sure. We'll talk about specific theories that you have listed on your actual list. How about that? Would that make you happy? How about let's talk about no evidence of God. I'm not a Christian myself, but I'll happy to engage in this. What is no evidence of God to you?
What is no evidence? You want me to tell you about things that aren't?
Like why? Like what are the things that you find that are evidence that God doesn't exist? Is that a better question? I'm sorry.
That's a fine question. So the contradictions, I don't think a contradiction can be true.
Can you make that a little bit more clear? I'm sorry. What contradiction
you know, I mean,
are we talking about?
Sure. So like in the Bible, we're sold that,
oh, no,
well,
I'm
if
talking
God,
about God, like the concept of God, not just.
Yeah, I don't know if you know this, but the Bible says that God exists. So, for example,
oh,
it says
so
that
does
God is
the Quran. And so does like, OK, I'm talking about the concept of God. Let's make that clear. Not the Christian God, okay?
Okay, so you just want a generic idea of God.
No,
so,
I want you to tell me what evidence that you have that shows that the concept of God does not exist.
I was literally doing that, and what
you
I said was not a diversion.
You were using the Christian Bible as like your explanation.
Yeah, and then I said, so you want a generic God. And
if
so I was
talking,
about to address what you were asking for, but then you interrupted
okay,
me
sorry,
to
I'm
tell
sorry.
Me what I already knew.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, so I think the problem of evil dispels the possibility of an an omnibenevolent God, for example. Okay. That's a contradiction.
So, what about Buddha?
In the Bible, we're sold that,
God, like the concept of God.
What about like a different God than
Buddha didn't believe in gods.
You're naturally understanding. You're explaining, you know, the you know,
Buddhism doesn't posit the existence of God.
Huh?
Buddhism doesn't posit the existence of God.
Can you say that differently? I'm sorry.
I really can't. Buddhists don't believe in God.
Buddha is not a God entity.
No, he's the enlightened one, but he's not God. They believe very much in like spirituality and things like that, but Buddhists don't believe in God.
Okay, fair. What yeah. about the gods of the Greeks? What about the gods, like if we talk further past, like if we take out this whole like moral rhetoric that you're trying to argue, what is
fine.
Like what is the evidence that shows you the lack of evidence of quote unquote God?
Because these personal or impersonal gods that were invented to be explanations of things have all been naturalism has systematically dismantled the supposed explanation that they were made to fit, like lightning, sure. earthquakes, any kind of sure. like whatever natural phenomena you want to bring up.
Okay. Sure, sure.
They have been relegated out of necessity. And so when you say this is the reason for this, a God is the reason for this, but a naturalistic explanation was found, then that retreats any credibility for that thing existing. Now, maybe Thor really does exist, but he just exists up there and doesn't do anything. Great. Sure. I'm agnostic as well. So that's not like a contradiction or anything for me.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. That's a reasonable answer.
Gosh, look at us just getting along now. Isn't this great?
It is great. You know, I'm kind of starting to like you just a little bit. Just a little bit. You know, just a tiny bit, right? All right. So on the same topic, here's the next question. Would you say that... I suppose I agree with you as far as like your explanation of saying that like God, at least how it's explained by most humans, is not, I don't really agree with that, right? But what about more of a, what's the word I'm looking for? Vague? I don't know. I don't think abstract kind of definition towards God, where like, technically speaking, I hate it in the Christian Bible too, but they leave this weird gap open where they're just like, hey, we don't really say real words. We want you to speculate what our words truly mean, right? Would you agree with that? There's like hidden messages that Christians try to say is in the Bible. Would you agree with that? Like
they do that, yeah.
Yeah.
But what does that have to do with anything?
My question really is like, if you think about God in that aspect where you're not looking at an actual physical entity or being, but instead maybe like the entire actual collection of the universe.
I know you were here for the last guest because this is where that what this is basically where we were with that. So if God is literally just nature,
I'm sorry, I don't listen to the religious ones because they typically tend not to go very far.
That's fine. If God is just nature, then God is indistinguishable from a universe where there is no God and it's just nature. And so this is just fundamentally not, it is a waste of time to think about it for even 5 seconds.
Interesting. So then I guess my other question would be like, then how does that entie, like, what are your opinions on the people that believe like the heavy spirituality people that are like, how do I explain this? Like, we are all one. What do you think about those people? We are one with the universe. Those guys.
I mean, what do I think about them? I don't
I'm
really
just asking for context.
I don't think about them. Now, when it comes to what they believe, it sounds goofy and incoherent to me. So I don't know. I don't seek them out to say to like try to expose what they believe in or anything like that. But if you ask me my opinion on what they believe, then that would be my opinion.
Okay. Okay. That's fair. All right, buddy. Well, I suppose that dwindled down a bit. I'm going to let you get back to it. You enjoy coming up here and just degrading other people. Shove that education up everybody's holes. Peace out, man.